Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. This is Luis Miguel Echegaray with Que Golazo. We have a great episode, a one-on-one chat with Brendan Aaronson, the 19-year-old New Jersey native who is leaving Philadelphia Union to RB Salzburg in January. A tremendous move for his career. We had a great chat. Check it out right now. Joining us now is Brendan Aaronson, the 19-year-old midfielder, the New Jersey native from Philadelphia Union, who last week announced he will be joining Jesse Marsh and RB Salzburg when the transfer window opens again in January. This is an amazing move for Brendan, who joined the Union's Academy when he was 11. A fantastic opportunity for him and great news for the future of the United States men's national team and MLS-based talent. The deal marks the first time that one of the Union's home ground players has been transferred to your club. And the fee, a reported $6 million with add-ons, is the highest for a United States based homegrown player in MLS history. There's so much to celebrate, so much to talk about. Brendan, congratulations and welcome to CBS Sports, Que Golazo and Champions League.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice being here.
Brendan, first off, how are you feeling? What does this mean for you as you move to Europe and begin a new chapter in your career?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind weekend, I guess you can say. I mean, I've been on my phone a lot. I've been responding to a lot of people. I've been trying to get back to everybody because got a lot of really nice messages. So I just want to get back to everybody and make sure that they know I'm really grateful for what they said to me.
Are you putting it on airplane mode later in the day?
Some nights I am, so I'm not getting all these like dings in the background. But yeah, it's been awesome.
That's so great. You said last week that, you know, the earlier you get to Europe from a career perspective, the better you can develop and you can get stronger as a player and that it challenges you more. Do you have a timeline, Brendan, personally, on how quick you want to make your mark in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, I think for any player, it's as soon as you get there. But in being realistic, I think that it takes time to settle down, get to know the team and all that kind of stuff. But for me, I want to be the guy that comes into the team and makes a mark right off the bat.
So you'll be working under Jesse Marsh. He's already said how excited he is to have you. He did watch you way back. He remembers about a scrimmage in Florida, and then you came on in the third part of that game and saw you do some amazing things. Did this move, you know, and the fact that Jesse Marsh is there, did that make it easier for you? The fact that a manager is somebody who knows American talent, knows MLS very well, of course, and the development of its players?
Yeah, he was for sure a big reason why I made the decision. I mean, Jim's my coach, and he's best friends with Jesse, and Jim's told me countless times about how great of a guy he is and how great of a coach he is. So Jesse had a major role of me going there, and I think that he's a fantastic coach, and you can see what he's done there at Salzburg, and he's done an amazing job making the Champions League run they did last season, which was unbelievable against great teams. But I'm truly really excited. And in the organization in general, I've heard so much about them developing and just being a great club in general. So I think that I'm just extremely, extremely excited to play under him and just excited to be at the club.
How is your German?
it's getting there, I think. I've been taking a bunch of German classes so far. I can say a few things. I'm getting a lot of vocab. I'm trying to memorize everything, but the way I sound, it's not quite there yet, but I think it's getting there.
Because, you know, Jesse, like, went all in, right? Like, three classes in, he speaks like a local. So
yeah, he does. He sounds good.
He's probably expecting big things from you, too. listen, when you look at other players, other American young players, Pulisic at Chelsea, McKennie at Juventus, Gio Reyna at Dortmund, Zach Steffen, Man City, Tyler Adams, Dest. I mean, we could go on. And now you are another member who will make this big step. Do you see that? And does it give you confidence? Or is there pressure because you need to live up to a certain standard? How do you feel?
For me, I think that it's just a challenge that I've been wanting to take in my life. And I always put challenges on myself, and this is the one thing I've dreamt of doing my entire life. I don't find it any pressurizing. I think that there's a great group of guys, and it makes me more confident, because if I come into that group of guys, it's just a fantastic team. So I think that it makes me more confident as a player. I think for me, I'm going to focus on making my mark at Red Bull Salzburg, and when all that international stuff comes for me, hopefully it does, I'm going to be making my mark there. So I'm going to do the best I can to get into that team too.
So let's stick with that, because you made your senior debut for the United States men's national team against Costa Rica in February. Yeah. How do you see your role with the national team going forward? There's a lot of excitement, of course, but, you know, the U.S. did not make it to the World Cup in 2018. There's a long way ahead. How do you feel about it in general?
Yeah, I think that when I saw the last time that they didn't qualify, I think it was tough for America to take that. But I think that the strides that we've been taking these past couple of years, the talent that has come up, I think that people have put it the golden age. I think that these kids, Gio's killing it at Borussia, Christian's killing it at Chelsea, Weston just went to Juventus and had a great first couple of games. So I think that you're seeing this, and it's bringing a lot of confidence to the player. And for me, I think that it's just staking my mark in Europe and doing what I can over there, and then making my way into the team, and hopefully getting minutes and doing the best I can to help the national team, because I want to help qualify and go to a World Cup, because that's a dream of mine, something I really want to be a part of.
Brendan, I'm really intrigued here. Do you guys have like a WhatsApp group, like you, Gio, like Pulisic, all of you just chilling, or like maybe on Instagram? Is there like some secret? Is there some secret crew that we don't know about?
So the national team has a group chat. We all stay in contact with each other. It's a really great idea that Greg came up with, saying happy birthday to each other, checking up on each other. I actually Snapchat Gio, so we Snapchat each other. I went to a camp with him about a year ago, so that's how we got to know each other. And, yeah, I think that just having that group chat and being able to talk with guys, maybe even me asking questions about how Europe is and all that kind of stuff, I think that was big for me, and that kind of helped me out. And so I think that them making the idea of having this whole group chat thing really, really made things easier and made us all stay more together throughout this time.
Yeah, a very good point, especially because you're all around the same age. It's a good one to connect. Let's talk about you as a player, Brendan. I mean, we've already seen such great highlights from you from the Union, but, you know, something that Jesse Marsh said that really stuck with me about you is that he calls you a break in a good sense. Yeah. Do you know what he meant when he said that?
I would say my guess would be just playing outside the box, like doing things that no one really thinks like you should be doing, and then it actually comes off. Is that right?
Yeah, you're very close. It didn't mean that you break into cars or you steal, or that you're a rule breaker. It meant that you're a natural number 10, but you are super versatile. And something that he really likes about you is that I think that you follow your instincts on the pitch. Like if you press, it's not necessarily because your manager's telling you to do so, but you just have this hunger. Do you see that? I feel like sometimes when I watch you have like three lungs. You just don't stop running. Is that something that you pride yourself on?
Yeah, that's something that I've been known for a long time to be able to do. I think that throughout academy, I was always winning the beep tests. I was always pushing myself to the max in that regard, because running is something that's the mentality, and I think it's something that you push to do, and it's like more hard, I guess you can say. So that's something I've always pushed myself, and I'm a winner, and I like winning. So I think that's something that's really pushed me, and I think fitness is a lot of that is hard. So I really push through anything. When I get tired, all that kind of stuff, I push through that. But yeah, I think that's a great thing. That's a great thing that he said about me. I think that's spot on. I think that I'm versatile. I can play all over, and I play with my instinct. And it's perfect definition.
Do you model yourself after any? Is there anybody that you look up to as we watch, obviously, the Champions League or games in Europe? Is there anybody that you? It doesn't have to be American. Anybody that you see? I love his game.
Yeah, honestly, every week I'll find something new about one player, but someone that's really stuck with me for a long two players that are really stuck with me a long time is I'm a big Liverpool fan, so I'm a Steven Gerrard fan. I loved him growing up. I have his fat head in my room. And another player, different, but Modric on Real Madrid. I love the way he plays, so clean, always never gives the ball away, always looking to play forward. So those are definitely the two players that I like to model my game off most.
Well, as a lifelong Aston Villa player, and I apologize for a few weeks ago when we beat your Liverpool 7-2.
I know that was bad. I don't even want to think about that.
That's all right.
I just lost Virgil.
We'll move on. I want to keep you happy. Let's talk about Salzburg again. Listen, they're in the Champions League, right? As we know, if they make it to the knockout stage, right, there's a chance we could maybe see a sort of revamped, you know, squad list from Jesse Marsh. You know, maybe you could be involved. What do you think about that? And like the idea of you playing in the Champions League?
Yeah, that's, I was talking about the other day with my dad, and I mean, I'm crazy about Champions League, and I love the league so much and how competitive it is, and just all the teams around Europe getting to play against each other, and it's the best of the best. And that's another dream of mine, to play in the Champions League and be a big part of a team in the Champions League. So I think for me, if I get to be a part of the team, if they make it to the next round, that would be amazing for me and the next step in my career. So I'm really excited to even watch the team for Champions League. I know on Wednesday they play Lokomotiv, so I'm really excited to watch them play. And hopefully I can be a part of the team too.
Well, Brendan, the rule breaker, Aronson, 19-year-old star player from the Union, off to RB Salzburg in January. Very, very happy for you. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
I want to thank Brendan Aronson for joining me today on Que Golazo, and the Philadelphia Union, of course. Can't wait to see him for RB Salzburg in 2021. Make sure that you check out all our episodes on Que Golazo Pod on Twitter and Apple Podcasts, Que Golazo, and have a great time, and we'll see you next time.
On May 23rd,
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.